Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by QSC, who invites you to go native with the QSIS audio, video, and control ecosystem.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 64. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Brian McGregan and Peter Knapp talking about advanced systems. Peter Knapp starts off talking about what programmers can do to bring their control systems to the next level.
I think it's a twofold path there. There's a lot of systems that advanced configuration may fit, but there's a lot of other systems where you really do need to put in a truly programmable system. I'm real familiar with the Extron programmable systems, the Python language, and one of the nicest things there is that there are so many libraries available that we can pull from and bring into the programming system so that we could very easily add features that programmers have requested, whether it's a timing feature, whether it's a feature that pulls more data from other things or leverages data coming in from building automation systems or other sensors, or whether it's data coming in from meeting metrics. So we can take all that information together and make smart decisions on the rooms. So, I mean, even little things like this room was scheduled to be in a meeting, but no one showed up for the meeting because the user presence sensors showed that no one was in there. Well, but they already said they wanted the system to turn on before people arrived. How long is that system going to stay on? So using the sensors, we can then make smart decisions as to, okay, no one arrived for this meeting, and the rule was 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever the rule set by that corporation or that group, and you turn the systems off. Now, there's other things you can do with that same thing. I've seen in education facilities where, yes, some of the classrooms and meeting rooms are open to the students throughout most of the time of the day, but there are certain times a day where they don't allow the technology to be used. And so they'll shut off technology at certain times of the day. And students are pretty clever at times. They'll stand up on tables and chairs and whatever and disconnect things so they can plug their Xbox into that nice projector that's sitting in the ceiling. But when they disconnect that connector, well, we now see that the system's no longer responding the way that it was previously. It doesn't have the hot plug connect. It doesn't have the response to a query that comes back every once in a while. And so those are the type of things that you can make really smart decisions on and make changes to the system. Or even things like notifying someone that an anomalous condition has occurred in classroom 6 or whatever the case may be. All done by programming. And those can be sent by email messages, Twitter messages, even instant messaging to get it to the right person at the right time. And so we're making things smart by leveraging other systems and other tools, whether it's something that goes back to a network-based SNMP management tool, or whether it's just something simple as a email message or a instant message sent out to a group of people.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.